All right, folks, what I'd like you to do is I'd like you to turn in your Bibles to John chapter 11. The Gospel of John chapter 11. And then what we're doing is we're going through the Gospel. We go through books here in our church, and for the last while, we've been going through the Gospel of John. And here's what our journey is as we go through John. We want to meet Jesus. That's the reality, because I don't know about you, but it gets to the place when you read the Bible a lot of times you'll find yourself just skimming through your reading. You know, you've read it so many times before, and that happens with the gospel. We know the stories about Jesus, and so we just kind of read it, and we kind of move on, because we're trying to get to the main point. And the main point of what we're going to look at today is Jesus raising Lazarus from the dead. But there are so many other things that are going on that tell us about who he is and what we need to know him. But here's what else it reveals. It reveals who we are. And it reveals a lot about the world around us, and especially here in chapter 11. Chapter 11 is in that section of verses from chapter 7 to chapter 12, which talks about rejection, about the people rejecting the Messiah, rejecting Jesus. And we're going to see that today, because you're saying, wait a minute, what do you mean we're going to see that today? We're going to see Jesus raising Lazarus from the dead. Yeah, but the passage also emphasizes that not everybody's happy with that. And even though Jesus does this fabulous miracle, they don't believe. They don't believe. And we struggle with that. You and I struggle with that on a daily basis. What do you mean on a daily basis? Because most of the people around us don't believe. You have family members, I have family members that don't believe. We have people that we work with that don't believe. We have friends who don't believe. And you try to share with them, and you try to express to them the reality of Jesus, and they don't believe. Some of them are nice about it. Some of them tell you, I am sick of hearing this. Quit talking to me about this. And we don't know how to react. Well, we do. We react, but it's not necessarily in a right way. What do you mean we react? Well, it defeats us. And that's what I want you to see today. We're going to look, first of all, at a couple points I want you to make before we look into our passage. I want us to understand unbelief for a moment, okay? Here's two points I want to make. First of all, we don't really grasp why people will not believe in Jesus. That's a big question mark to us, because in a sense, it was almost easy for us, right? In a sense, somehow we came to that place of grasping the reality of the risen Christ and our need for him. And even to the place of saying, yes, Jesus, here I am, and praying a prayer and asking him to come into our lives and following him and giving him our lives, we're like, why doesn't anybody see that? You know, I remember as a 19-year-old, 1985, coming to Christ and coming home and sharing it with my family and being like, why don't you see what I'm seeing? I still wrestle with that. And we have a hard time grasping why I don't believe in Jesus. Isn't that hard? Which is kind of like, why? Why don't they see it? And here's what happens. We view their unbelief as a result of our failure. So here's what happens. So we have loved ones, we have friends, we've been sharing with them for years. We've even learned how to share with them, and we'll make allusions to Jesus and so forth. And they'll still reject. And so here's what happens. Because they don't believe, we're like, we don't understand why. Why don't they believe? So we've got to find someone, some reason why they don't believe. So ultimately, here's what we do. We blame ourselves. What do you mean we blame ourselves? Well, we do things like this. Maybe the way that I presented it was wrong. My timing is always off. I always choose the wrong time to share. Maybe shouldn't have done it during the football game when they're really into the game. Here's another one. I don't know as much as you do, George. I didn't know how to answer their questions, or I answered it wrong. I'm the reason why they don't believe. So we blame ourselves. And it's a big weight because we love them. We want them to know Jesus. We want to see them. When we go to be with Jesus, we are desperate for them to know Christ, especially if you're married to someone and they don't know Jesus. You want them to know Jesus. And so you blame yourself for whatever reason. And I just given you a few examples. We come up with a multitude of them if we were to share them here. And here's what I want you to see. It's not about you. You may want to write that down. Their unbelief is not about you. Are you sure about that, Jesus? Are you sure about that, George? Are you sure that it's not about me? No, it's not about you. It's actually about them. And we're going to see that today when we look at this great miracle. And so let me remind you, here we are. We've been looking at it over the last few weeks. Remember, Jesus was out where John the Baptist was baptizing. He went there after being totally rejected by the Jewish leaders and so forth in Jerusalem. They're out to kill him. He's over beyond the Jordan where John was baptizing. Word comes to him. It's a day's journey from where he was to Bethany, where Lazarus was with his sisters, Mary and Martha. And a message comes to him and says, Lord, the one you love is sick. Come. And that's the message you would send. Jesus, we need you to come and heal. And the amazing thing about the passage is Jesus delays for 2 days. And then makes the journey. And before he leaves on that one-day journey, he tells his disciples, Lazarus is dead. And it's for your sakes that I'm going. Why? Because he's about to do something spectacular. So when he shows up, okay, remember now, this is the third day after he gets the message. He's there. He finds out Lazarus has been in the grave 4 days. So you kind of picture it. It's a day's journey to get to Jesus. So right after the message was sent,